welcome back to another Plan-O-Rama, this time for August. Alex Navarro, welcome to August.
Plan-O-Rama!
That's right. Get excited, Brad Shoemaker, Plan-O-Rama.
Something, something, first time, something, something, have to plan.
You have to Rama.
Welcome to Plan-O-August. That's terrible. Whoa. Don't use that. That's real bad.
We've got a lot of August games here. We've we are going to run through what we've picked out on the release calendar that interests us or think, doesn't, but we think interests other people, but that's not the right way to put that, that we think is worth talking about or bringing
notable.
Up. Notable releases. A lot of our data comes from the Internet Games Database, though we do pull some data from other places, but if the dates move around or are wrong, I apologize, and it's not our fault. Let's start at the top here with some things that are being ported over or making their first time release on other platforms. Starting with Kena. Kena. Bridge of Spirits, a game I really liked when I played it over on the PC, but this is coming out on the Xbox Series X and Xbox One.
Yeah, like 3 years later, I think, isn't it? Yeah, 2021.
Yeah.
I thought of, it was definitely not a PS5 exclusive, but I kind of thought of it as one just de facto. So it's cool. It's cool to see it coming to Xbox finally.
Yeah, it's a good game. I think folks should check it out. It's with that game with a lot of fantastic animation and visuals.
Great game for kids too, I will say.
Yeah,
very pretty.
Very pretty, and you get your little buddy friends. You remember your little Ghibli-esque?
Yeah, or Pixar-esque a bit.
Yeah. Very cool. People should check that out. That's Kena, Bridge of Spirits. Next, we got our console release of Peppa Grinder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It came out on Switch at original release, but PS, PlayStation, and Xbox finally. Now, that game's awesome.
Yeah. This is the kind of Dig Dug's not the right word, but it's the easiest, laziest way to say it. It's like Dig Dug on like speed, you know?
It's a diggy platformer.
Yeah, you get your drill, and you're basically going through the soft tissue of the earth and sometimes creatures.
And I'm going to tell you right now, no game this year has hurt my thumb more than this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Something about just the way you sort of have to like kind of, you know, keep like pressing on the stick and pushing yourself around as you're drilling. Like it gave me bad arthritis in my thumb or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is tough.
It's a cool game.
And fast. That's Pepper Grinder. Fun. That's early in August, August 6th, coming to...
Worth the thumb pain, I will say, for the most part.
PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One. Okay, now we're up to the what we think are either initial releases or early access here, starting with Thank Goodness You're Here.
You said it wrong.
Thank
goodness you're here.
Oh, that's all.
You got to say it in your little, you know, sort of like wispy kind of high-tone British voice.
A tuppence.
Oh, thank goodness you're here.
A threepence. Yeah, this is the kind of storybook like very English, or at least
profoundly English,
offensively English. I don't know. Stereotypically,
no, I think British people made this, so probably not. But
I mean, Matt Berry is in it, yeah. So I think they probably have license to do whatever they want.
But is it caricatures of the English? Is that offensive? Isn't the right word? But
self caricature, yes, is probably just fine.
Yes.
I played the demo of this all the way through. I thought it was a charmingly good time. It's a lot of fun. It's again very kind of storybook-esque as you're going through solving little vignettes and scenarios, but I think you're here for the characterizations and the goofiness, and
it's not exactly alike in tone and delivery, but I would say it seems like it has a little bit of that jazz punk thing where you were just kind of wandering around and punching at things and seeing what jokes fall out.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. I really like the demo. I'm looking forward to playing more of it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you're here. That comes out August 1st. Also probably worth mentioning, published by Panic?
Mm-hmm. Yes, makers of fine FTP and terminal software.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tiny little consoles. And
extremely
and
British video games.
Yeah. And the Playdate.
Finally, after a million years of waiting, World of Goo 2. It's
like the industry can stop holding its breath.
Yes. How long
is
it?
There's a World of Goo sequel.
How long have we been here? Waiting for World of Goo? 10 years?
Oh, way more than that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, it was a... Like, wasn't it there at launch on... Let me see. Yeah, 2008.
Jeez.
That was a long time ago.
World of Goo is roughly the same age as Giant Bomb.
Sweet 16, World
of
Goo.
Came out like three months after the site launched.
World of Goo 2. So far from what I've seen, and mostly just from screenshots and trailers, looks pretty World of Goo-esque.
Yes. All right. You know, I should say, to put that in less solipsistic context, I should say this is like a very early, like, major downloadable game, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That was also in the like Braid Castle Crashers era, you know. This was just one of those early, like, small indie games that was downloadable and made waves.
Made waves, especially with its fluid dynamics. Or fluid dynamics.
I've never played World of Goo, I don't think.
Oh.
Well, maybe I have, but if I did, I forgot about it. But
I know I have, it's just been a long time.
Is this just the same game, pretty much? I mean,
it looks similar, but
it looks like what I remember World of Goo being, for sure. Yeah.
Just more?
Yeah.
Maybe more. That's World
Why
of
did they
Goo.
Not call it World of Two?
Nice.
World, yeah, yes, I consider that World of Gamore.
World of Two with 2-0-0 in it? I don't know. But that is World of Goo, the sequel, and that's coming out August 2nd on Switch and PC. Switch and PC for now. I don't know if other platforms have been announced, but Switch and PC for now. Volgar the Viking 2.
Speaking of long-awaited sequels.
Yeah. Another game
that nobody knew was coming.
Yeah.
That really seemed like a one and done.
Brad, you actually got hands-on with this, right?
Yes, I played some of it very hard, as you would expect. But it has checkpoints. I think we talked about it on the podcast some, but it actually has mid-level checkpoints now, so you can make it easier on yourself if you want.
If you want.
Or you can just destroy the checkpoints when you see them if you don't want.
Like a real Viking would.
Yes. Pretty similar from what I saw of it. I could not get through the level that it was on the demo. Anyway.
I mean, look, it says a lot in their trailer that I'm looking at here that it's just showing people dying over and over again.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about right. Very, very similar base mechanics as you would expect.
Volgar the Viking 2, that's on Tuesday, August 6th, and that is coming to pretty much everything. If you have something that plays games, you can
probably... Linux version yet.
No. We're gonna have to wait for that.
Just about everything is a Linux version if you want it bad enough these days.
Right. Sure.
Co-developed by Digital Eclipse also this time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did I add this one? I did, because it was a Konami game. That's why I added it.
Oh.
Signy All Guns Blazing is a dual twin stick shooter.
Oh, okay. This might be my thing.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of this before.
I had not heard of it until I was going through the list here.
I also have never heard of this. So, okay, three for three.
I looked at the screenshots. I can't tell what kind of game it is, but I can tell it's probably something I would be into, even though I could not guess at the genre.
It looks like a bright and glowy game, you know, but I
need to see it in, oh, wow. Wait, what?
Oh, it's an Ikaruga-like.
Oh my gosh, it's extremely fast.
Oh, what is the, oh my god, is this a scrolling shooter with dual joystick controls? That's fucking crazy. That's kind of what it looks like.
This looks like I'm too old for this.
Oh man, I am super playing this. This looks fucking awesome.
I'm all about this.
It's basically like Raiden or 1942, like a vertical scrolling shooter, but it looks like you have 360 degree aiming control.
That's fucking great.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before. That's rad.
I'm into it.
There you go, Konami.
Yeah. So Konami publishing this. This looks weird. Gonna go with Signy, is that right? Signy?
Signy seems right.
Probably, yeah.
Very particly. This is very glowy.
This looks great.
Does this have two players? Is that what I was seeing?
It kinda
looks
like it.
There's a lot happening on screen.
Man. Wild.
By Keelworks. I don't know if that means anything to anyone out there. But yes, that is coming out on the PlayStation, the Xbox, and the PC on August 6th. Konami still publishing games. Signy All Guns Blazing. SteamWorld Heist 2.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, you and I played a preview version of this, or the early bits of this, at least.
Yes, exceeded expectations, I would say.
Yeah, I really liked it. I liked the world building happening in it. I liked their mechanics for their turn-based tactical stuff going on in it. I like the upgrades they were giving out.
Yeah, just it seems like way deeper party building, like job assignments, mix of abilities type stuff this time.
Still a big fan of what's happening in the SteamWorld universe.
Just the fact that you can change any character's class at any time, it seems like it's going to make it way more interesting tactically.
Yeah, and like
than the first one.
Fairly deep upgrade trees, and of course collect the hats. SteamWorld Heist 2, that is coming out on, again, everything here, even PlayStation 4 and Xbox.
People still own PS4s, man.
Xbox One.
Man, from one game with an overhead like pirate ship sailing around shooting stuff map to another.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about Cat Quest 3?
Like, apparently Cat Quest 3 also has that.
Cat Quest 3 I put on here added because A, it's Cat Quest, the third Cat Quest game. And B, it had a lot of like hype on the internet games database, a lot of people who were following it. I have not, or I'm not super familiar with the other Cat Quest games, though.
I gotta be real, I'm not either, and I would be the target audience for this game.
But I feel like maybe I've heard of Cat Quest before. So
yeah, I remember like first Cat Quest was like a big Switch game, like around the launch of the Switch.
Okay. Hey, look, this doesn't look bad.
I'm confused. Are you fighting on the world map? That's interesting. Well, not all of it, but interesting.
Yeah, like the world map looks like it's flattened out in a way and you're just kind of running along top of it.
Yeah, I don't know I'm not sure if all these games are the... Well, I like Hack Quest 1, now that I pull it up, looks like pretty similar, actually.
Yeah, that's Cat Quest 3. That's coming out. That is coming out on August 8th, Thursday. Put out by Kepler, which that publisher sounds familiar.
They used to be something else, I thought.
Kepler Interactive has done a bajillion things, right?
They sound familiar.
Did they rebrand?
I'm not sure. Probably.
You might be right. Let's find out.
That's what we're here for, is to give information on the fly.
Oh, you know, they're newer than I thought.
Let's see. But maybe
Kepler's only been around since 2021. I must be thinking of somebody else.
Okay, so they're not one of the ones that got bought and turned into something else. They are just a newer publisher.
No, but they... weird. Initially co-owned by 7 independent studios, such as A44, who made Ashen and Flintlock, and Slow Clap, who made Absolver and Sifu.
Okay.
Weird. It's like a publisher supergroup.
Yeah. On their list here on IGDB, yes, they've got Sifu, like you said, Scorn, Chia...
You've heard of these Pacific Drive. You've heard of these games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're putting out. Right. Okay. They're putting out Clair Obscur, that French, that FRPG.
Oh.
Which is why I thought Kepler sounded recently familiar. That's probably their biggest release so far. I hope that game's good. Anyway.
Well, they're putting out the Gentle Bros Cat Quest 3 on hopefully Thursday, August 8th, and that will be coming to everything as well. Next up.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, did you add this one, Cult of the Lamb Unholy Alliance?
It is a free update that is coming for Cult of the Lamb. It includes co-op.
Nice. But
does not include sex, though.
Not as far as I know.
That's farther down the line.
Maybe.
Cult of the Lamb sex update I was not aware of?
They literally, at some point, they were just like, hey, if this tweet gets 250,000 retweets, we will add sex to the game. And it got like, it blew past that by a factor of like 5 or something.
Okay. So if the sex is in here, like, they have not heavily promoted that. But I will say the co-op seems to be the main draw here. Like, and again, this is a free update for the game.
Like, people, apparently a large market for being horny about Cult of the Lamb.
Yeah, I'm not here to kink shame.
But I assume that's a later update.
Oh, wait. I was watching their trailer. There are babies in some kind of a pen on the trailer. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a cult. That doesn't necessarily mean sex.
Those
babies could have been conjured.
That's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. That update came out already.
Oh, okay. Great.
That was the Sins of the Flesh update.
That's good.
That came out in January. I missed that.
So I missed that entirely, and this is the only update I've actually caught any wind of prior to this since I finished that game, just because the idea of co-op sounded like it would actually be pretty fun.
Yeah, totally. It's local co-op we should reinforce. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Cult of the Lamb, Unholy Alliance, free update, local co-op. Pretty good. I Am Your Beast.
Hell yeah.
Alex, you've played a bunch of this.
This isn't even the only Strange Scaffold game that has come out in the last 30 days. They just put out another thing this month called Clickholding that is a 30-minute game that is a, basically a weird, nightmarish clicker. And then they're also putting this out in August.
It's too much.
I don't know how they're doing it. There is some kind of weird dark magic involved with a K, but whatever it is, somehow they are continuing to put out games. And this is probably the one I am most excited about of their lineup for this year.
So I Am Your Beast, that's the kind of the, like the run-based-ish.
Yes.
Almost.
A little neon white.
Yes.
A little military, you know, tactical shooter, and a lot of in-between narration.
Yes. I Am Your Beast. That's Thursday, August 15th. It looks like that is on just the PC. Though on this listing here, they have an iOS release on August 28th as well. I can't speak to that.
I'm going to play that on PC, probably.
Okay.
I don't want to be controversial here, but I think I'm going to play the PC version of that.
There's another update for Dredge coming. One of my favorite games of whatever year it was released. This one's called The Iron Rig. I'll play
Rig.
Rig. 2 days to retirement, Rig.
Mm-hmm.
I will play whatever Dredge content comes out. So, yeah. I mean, look, it's Dredge.
Yeah.
If you don't know
you what know the vibe.
If you don't, yes. If you don't know what Dredge is, it's the kind of ancient old gods horror fishing game with upgrades and catching them weird fish. And I will keep playing their upgrades. That's the
They're not good fish.
They're not good fish. Don't eat those fish. That's Dredge the Iron Rig coming out on Thursday, August 15th, wherever fine dredges are found.
Mm-hmm.
What's a castaway here?
I'll give you three guesses after you look at the screenshots.
Okay, it looks like a Zelda-ish. Is it a Zelda-like? You're
getting warmer.
Is it a Final Fantasy Zelda-ish? No,
like specific Zelda.
Oh, it's a Link to the Past-ish.
No, close.
Oh, okay. Link Between Worlds. The one where he's cast away on the island-ish.
Yeah, this game is extremely heavily inspired by Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening, yes.
Like that first screenshot on the beach is just like as blatant as, I'm not saying it's a ripoff or anything, I'm just saying it's like very clear. This has been on my Twitter feed a lot. People seem excited about this.
Oh yeah, look at this.
I can't say it's going to be good or not, who knows, but it very much that, a bite-sized classic treat,
yeah,
says
what
the trailer.
They say,
like,
yeah.
Like they're even, you know, making out like it's a handheld game.
This looks cute.
Yeah, there's definitely a market for stuff like this. I've said recently there's also a Zelda 2-like that somebody else is making. Like, you know, more Zelda-likes, maybe not the worst thing.
No. That's coming to the Switch and the PC August 16th. Castaway. Cool. That looks neat. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I
bet that's a good Switch game.
One I did know about.
Yeah.
Because it happens every year. These football players.
Mm-hmm.
John Madden. Let's get the name right here. EA Sports Madden NFL 25. Not to be confused with any other Madden 25.
No, definitely not to be confused with the one from 2013 that was also called Madden 25. Because that was the 25th anniversary. This is the actual year. They knew this was coming. They figured out how to solve it. They added, I think, EA Sports to the title, and that's how they got around it.
They rearranged some of the words.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So, college football came out.
Yeah.
It is, I'd say, pretty fucking good. It has some bugs and some other things, but it definitely felt like a nice breath of fresh air after having played Madden for a long time, though Madden has gotten a little better in recent years, I will say. It is not as dire as it was even just a few years ago. But now you have another thing to directly compare Madden against, and I am curious how that comparison is going to bear out, because obviously Madden does not have the luxury of being able to kind of start from, not entirely from scratch, but at least from a new point. They are still building off the thing that they have been working on for the last several years. And when I read things like improved physics system and, you know, new commentary, I'm like, all right, you're still building off that same thing. Got it.
Right, where college football may have been able to avoid some of the cruft.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is still using, if not the same engine, then something very close to it, but it feels like they were able to break off from that mm-hmm. branch and start building their own thing.
Well, this is coming out the 16th, obviously a big release for EA, as it is every year. I mean, I'm sure these games still do gangbusters.
Oh, yeah. But it seems like college football is also being received very well.
I have
so.
Heard a lot about college football in places yeah. I wasn't expecting. Well, that's coming out on everything except the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they do one on the Switch where you could stream it to the Switch one time?
I think they did, and I don't think it was very good.
Okay. All right, that's August 16th. We're in the middle of the month, folks. Black Myth Wukong.
Been hear about this one for a while.
Yeah, this has been shown for a while.
They've been pitching this for 3 to 4 years or something, feels like.
Souls-esque action?
Yeah. I did not manage to get in to see this at Summer Game Fest, so I have not played it yet. But yeah, I'm not sure how much Souls and how much like character action it is.
Journey to the West? Is that what
yes,
it is?
Yes, definitely very Journey to the West.
Yeah. You
I don't know, there's much else to really say at this point because they've been showing it for so long. Now I just kind of want to get my hands on it and see what it's about.
Yeah, very actiony, very a kung fu like mm-hmm.
yeah,
Chinese, it's steeped in Chinese mythology, so yes. that makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
like it looks fast. Like yes. it does not have the plotting like the methodical quality of a Souls necessarily. It seems a little more Devil May Cry-ish to me.
Yeah, so that's a good point. I actually don't know. My first reaction is it's a Souls-like, just because that's what most things are. But maybe
so everyone makes now.
Yeah, maybe it is more of a Devil May Cry stylus action game.
Could be a mix.
We'll see. They're just calling it action RPG rooted in Chinese mythology, which
you can't say that. Action RPGs are Diablo.
So you just get ready to click a lot.
Look, there will be numbers and there will be hacking. That's an action RPG.
That's Black Myth Wukong. I think that's everything, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Just PS5 and PC? Okay. Not Xbox. TBD on Xbox. Unless our data is wrong here. Which I guess makes sense.
I actually don't think I've seen that on any Xbox stuff, so it's possible that they haven't even gotten to the stage of making that port yet.
Yeah. Apologies if the data is wrong, but they are saying on our release data here, PC and PlayStation 5 for now, with TBD mm-hmm. on Xbox. I'm going to skip down a little bit because some of the ordering got weird on my list for some reason, and I'm just going to jump into Dustborn. Okay, yes?
Real quick, you'll also want to refresh. I made one tweak.
Okay, refreshing. Okay, we've made a tweak. The data has changed.
Now you're back on July.
Okay. Wukong.
Wukong!
And should I keep going with Dustborn?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, before we get to that, Stormgate is going into early access. We this one got out of order here too on August 13th.
Yeah, curious about this. It's a real time strategy game.
Uh huh.
Hearing more and more about those lately.
Early access, kind of an interesting fit for that genre, but then again, that genre barely exists anymore. So, in fact, I don't think there's been a major RTS since early access was a thing. I don't know.
So
it's been a while for this.
This one compared to what's the one that you played recently?
Battle Aces is the really streamlined yes. multiplayer only one that I've played a bunch of before the beta closed. I really wish the beta would come back. this one is much more traditional, like has a story campaign. I think has three. I believe it's three factions.
I think that that was right. And this is from ex Blizzard folks, right?
Yeah, so is Battle Aces. There were a lot of people that worked on StarCraft.
I guess if you worked at Blizzard at a certain point, you probably worked on a property that you'd go on to make some kind of real-time strategy game or action RPG. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, curious to see how this does.
Yeah. Yes, I am curious to see how this does, too. This is much more up my RTS alley, though this camera is really far in.
I'm not clear what the vibe is. Like, it seems like part sci-fi, part fantasy.
Yeah, you know, maybe,
I mean,
a little,
they got laser guns and stuff.
The Kree,
like there is what appears to be a robot, like techno futuristic faction, and yet there's also like a demons hellspawn looking faction.
Yep,
and maybe a Protoss looking one too. I don't know. I'm curious. Interesting.
Well, it sounds like that is going early access. Do you know what Is it just early access? Do you know where they're at in the early access? Is my question really?
I don't. Although, has this changed?
Oh, is it in early access on Steam? Now?
No, I'm on Steam. This says unlocks in 6 days, coming July 30th.
Oh, yeah. So maybe they pushed it up.
So they may have moved the date up for this, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cool.
Which is interesting.
I'm trying to see what early access means for them. If it's just missing like multiplayer, I'm okay for that.
Yeah, also it's free to play, I believe.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Tier 3 units and technology for core faction support games. Okay.
I hope I didn't get that wrong, but I believe that's the key. Yes, it is. It is. Yes, I've had to remind myself of that like 5 times, but yes. Oh. So it will just be, I believe it'll be free to play even in early access.
So July 30th there, which not technically August, but close enough. We're going to keep you in here.
Yeah, I wonder, I mean, maybe they're just using early access as more of kind of a soft launch, you know? It's like, hey, this was going to be free to play anyway. We're just kind of putting it in early access to, as if to say, hey, we're still balancing and tweaking.
Yeah.
But it's out, you know, you can go ahead and buy the early access packs if you want, et cetera.
Might have to submit a thing to the IGDB to update their data. I don't know if you guys know this, but I do that more often than you might think. Like when after these planoramas, I go through and I send requests into the IGDB.
It's nice to just do data stuff.
Yeah, sometimes it's just fun to do data stuff.
I've said it before. I fix quite a few more typo and readability issues on Wikipedia than you might think.
There you go.
Pretty much every time I run across a glaring one.
Dustborn. Dustborn is that kind of funny, moody. How would you classify the vibe of Dustborn? Like tongue in cheek.
I don't remember this game.
They showed this. Gosh, was it a Microsoft thing or Summer Games Fest?
I don't remember this for some reason.
Cheeky?
I know I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know. I have zero recollection of seeing this before.
It's whatever story based.
Did they just pull off JFK's head?
Hey, listen, you gotta do what you gotta do. This world is weird. I forget where they showed this first. I've definitely seen this. I think it was maybe in the summer showcase.
It says in that headline there, it says AG French Direct.
Yeah, but
2024. I don't know what that is.
I think then they showed it. This must be
the future games show.
Okay.
So I may not have actually seen this before.
Okay. This looks cute. I'm not exactly sure what you wind up doing in it, but seems
story driven action adventure. It says.
Yeah. Let me double check the date on this and make sure we're good here too. Yep. August 20th, 2024. Seems neat, story based. I think this is published by Spotlight by Quantic Dream. I'm not sure what state Quantic Dream is in at this point.
I think they're still full speed ahead.
Do they have like imprint labels now or like other parts of their business?
I think they just publish under the name.
Okay. That's Dustborn. That is coming out on PC and PS5 and pretty much everything except Switch. Dustborn, going back over to here, one I'm pretty excited about, Tactical Breach Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Played the demo of this, really enjoyed it.
It was fun.
This is kind of a breaching XCOM like, or what's the Frozen Synapse-y tactical
Invisible
turn-based
Ink kind of thing.
Yes, but you're basically, the premise here is you're wizards.
Yes,
and you get like a
military
bunch of
wizards.
Military wizards. So you get a lot of like breaching due to magics and time stuff.
Like one of the things they just showed in this video was a wizard summoning an ethereal pickup truck, just to give you a sense of the tone of this thing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun with wizards with tier 3 beards.
Mm-hmm.
This is the latest Tom Francis joint.
Yes,
we should mention.
Shout out to Tom.
Maker of Gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And like a bunch of other stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Tom's been around a long time.
Interesting. I had never landed on his website before. He has a lot of stuff up here about game development.
Oh really? Like
a lot, like blog type posts and vlogs as well.
That's cool.
Like, wow, that's okay. If you're interested in, like, especially developing on Unity, it looks like he's got a ton of stuff on here that you might be interested in reading.
Well, again, I'll say Tactical Breach Wizards, pretty good. Or at least the demo I played, pretty fun. That's the 22nd, and that is on PC only. Do you guys want to get back into Concord? Because that's releasing fully on August 23rd.
I would consider playing some of it in the final version.
I'd like to see where they wind up on release, and I'd like to see where they wind up in 6 months. Both of those things can be true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will probably take a look at that game when it comes out.
Yeah, I'll be.
I can't say how long I would stick with it, but I came out of the beta going like, I kind of wish my progress was permanent here. You know, I wish I hadn't just hit level 9 in a way that I'm not going to get to keep.
Got there pretty quickly though. I wonder if it'll as rapid in the retail release. I'm also very curious to see how they keep up with their promise of content cadence. Yes, that's right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
In terms of like story stuff and characters, because they seem to be leaning into these characters as their franchise, as their Concord franchise. So we'll
see. I don't know that there's much sticky there for me. personally. I also kind of want to. They never got the Helldivers cross save working, did they? I assume this one does have that. I should probably look that up before I say that. But I kind of want to like try a multiplayer game that works across PS5 and PC and just see how they're doing with that.
I'm pretty sure cross progression was there.
Okay.
Because I think that was all stored server side.
I assume it would be.
I looked that up, I think, before we played, and I want to say as well that's there. And I do think Helldivers still does not have cross progression.
Yeah, I kind of can't believe they still don't have that in.
I know. It's like, please.
Because I think this should have like the PlayStation overlay and stuff. I'm just kind of curious to look at Sony's cross-platform efforts.
Well, I'm pretty sure this one also added the gate here. I could be wrong again, but on Concord, I think it made you log in. It said by default you have to on your PC.
Yeah, it does.
This is non-optional. That's Concord. That is August 23rd. Going back down here, where are my World of Warcraft fans at? Come on.
Playing World of Warcraft right now? Probably.
Let's drop every other game and just get back into World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft, The War Within. I can't speak to this much, but I think it's great that there's another expansion for World of Warcraft coming out.
It's the 10th expansion.
And this is a full-on new bit of content,
right?
I
can speak to it.
What do you got going on? What is this, Brad?
Because I read about it.
Okay.
It's the next like boxed expansion. The tenth one. Pretty potent. They ran this trailer in that Xbox showcase in the giant theater I went to.
Yeah.
This is the footage. This is the original WoW intro, if you don't remember. Well, now it's not. Now they're segueing into.
Yeah, no, I got very confused when they showed this. I was like, man, are they doing some kind of best of?
Like, I watched that, like, that shot of that dwarf in the snow. I watched that intro so many goddamn times that when I came on that screen, it came on the screen, I, like, was confused about what year it was for a minute. Anyway,
yes,
just a cheap nostalgia trick to shove that footage in there.
Do you know anything about like what's happening in the world? Why
there's like some
important
new underground faction? Like it's underground. Like there's some new underground subterranean race they're introducing along with the Nerubians, which are the big spider ish things. Okay. If you remember those, those things.
Okay,
I recall them.
Like a dryad? No, a dryder in Dungeons and Dragons. Yes.
I couldn't tell. When I saw that, I was like, oh man, I wonder if they're doing underground zones, because that would be awesome, because I don't think they've really done that before. I don't mean like instances or dungeons. I mean full-on zones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially like with the way Tears of the Kingdom did the, what do they call their...
The Deep or whatever it was? Or?
Their Underdark equivalent.
Yeah, I can't
remember. Or maybe that's a better comparison, is maybe just like, hey, WoW doing a version of the Underdark could be very cool. But all the screenshots I looked at, I saw sky. I don't know if there's actually like any full-on underground zones or not.
You know, it could be so cavernous that it looks like it has a sky, you know?
I don't know. It looked pretty skyish. Also, I just think that's kind of a cop-out if they don't make it a little bit claustrophobic. Like, I want to see rock overhead. Also, they're kind of making a big deal out of this is the first expansion since Chris Metzen came back to run Warcraft.
Okay. All right. Well, that's World of Warcraft War Within, big paid expansion, box expansion, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Full on.
Full on. August 26th. Let me make sure everything is back in order here. We did Breach Wizards.
I think we're on the 29th.
Well, it is. Let's start with Visions of Mana. So this is the next game in the Mana series, right? This is not a remake or anything?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Brad, what's going on with Vision? What's new in the Monaverse?
I couldn't tell you, honestly. I might check this out. I don't know. I like Secret of Mana quite a bit. I don't know if I'm like the target audience for a new one though, necessarily.
Is it? Let's see. First time in 15 years, brand new entry in the mainline Mana series. Embark on a new adventure with Val, the newly appointed Soul Guard, as she sets off on a journey. Etc. Pilgrimage to the Tree of Mana. I'm going to say mana now because you said mana, and now I'm not going to say mana anymore.
That's what I always said.
Well, I'm going to take.
And what I always said is correct, yes, of course.
So. Obviously.
Uh-huh. You know, it doesn't look bad. Maybe I'll take a look at this. I don't know.
Yeah. Five playable characters.
I'm not sure, like. I guess it would just depend on like what the exploration and character progression and combat and everything are like. I feel like I just haven't gotten a good sense of what the game actually is beyond combat.
A JRPG.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
it's an action RPG, Brad.
Yeah, these games. Well, yeah, I mean, these games were always sort of akin more to a Zelda or a Zelda with more RPG in it, you know, but never turn based.
Yeah. Visions of Mana. Business, Creative Business Unit 4. At it again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That brings us to Gundam Breaker. You know, look, Alex.
Uh-huh.
You're a Gundam fan.
No.
You're Universal Century.
I'm Gundam. I'm lightly Gundam interested.
Yeah, but you've watched the original series.
I watched
series.
The first series. Yeah. That's it, though. That's all I've seen is that first series.
Yeah, who needs anything more?
There's so much of it, dude. No, come on. Like, look, I'm not saying all of it is good. In fact, I'm not even saying the majority of it is good, but there's so much of it.
You can never catch up. You can never catch up with the Gundam verse because there's always more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Time you think you're done with Gundam, there's three more Gundams.
I don't know why, but attached to this page is a Gundam Cross Pac-Man trailer. That is...
Okay. Sure.
Why not?
It's where I got stuck watching this Gundam Breaker thing.
I mean, I don't think Gundam Breaker is like super well regarded as a franchise, but obviously they've made four of them, and it is an excuse to make your own Gunpla. So I'm sure there is just an audience for this built in, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, look, it'll be apparently in the United States, and that's a good thing. Switch, PC, PS4. No Xbox for Breaking Gundams. No. And that's end of the month, August 29th. And that's going to bring us near the end here to Star Wars Outlaws.
Yeah, I hope this is good.
I do as well. It's a Friday release at the end of the month, which seems a little weird, but maybe releases have no meaning anymore, so I'm not going to try and judge anything from that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's just coincidence.
But yeah, the previews they've showed of this keep getting me more interested, not less. So
yeah. I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful. I've enjoyed the rest of the more recent Star Wars games.
Oh no, is there no Steam release? Are they still doing that? I was kind of hoping Ubisoft had moved away from that by now.
Oops, I'm looking at Star.
I think it might be just them and Epic, actually.
Oh, on Epic. Yep. That's the business. On the 30th, yes, it is Epic, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S, obviously. But yeah, I'm up for it. I liked what they were showing. I liked their traveling around. I liked their blasting. I like their flying, or what they showed so far, at least. Yeah. All of that stuff. Again, I haven't played it.
I just like a good open world game.
And yeah, this is Ubisoft publishing this one. So, Star Wars Outlaws. catch it. That's going to do it for our August releases we've picked here. Just going to quickly do a very quick rundown of what we have here, because there's a decent amount here. We've got, thank goodness you're here, World of Goo 2, Volgar the Viking 2, Signy All Guns Blazing, that's the twin stick scrolling shoot 'em up by Konami, SteamWorld Heist 2, Cat Quest 3, Cult of the Lamb Unholy Alliance, that's the free DLC, I Am Your Beast, Dredge the Iron Rig, that's the DLC for Dredge, Castaway, that's the Link's Awakening, right? That's the one.
Yeah.
Like EA Sports Madden NFL 2025, Black Myth Wukong, Tactical Breach Wizards. Let me scroll for a second here. That's Stormgate's early access, which we think is actually at the July 30th now. So by the time we're recording this, it's not, we're recording this a bit early, so it's not quite July 30th. So that's what it says on the Steam page. Dustborn, World of Warcraft, The War Within. I said Tactical Breach Wizards Ready, Concord, Visions of Mana, Star Wars Outlaws, and Gundam Breaker 4. All right. Should we look at the big list? I think.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll take a peek on there. I know there was at least one thing on there that I picked that I didn't actually click through. This is the big old list. These are all the releases that are listed in the Internet Games Database for August. Taking a quick stroll through here. There were things that have a lot of popularity on here that I just did not recognize. Creatures of Ava looks like it is in the realm of what's that recent one that was very Pokemon-esque?
Power World?
Yeah, no. like maybe a Pow World-ish.
Yeah,
but I'm not super sure, but I would not be surprised if we did see some of those types of clones. This one had a genre name. Let me pull it up again that I was Creature Saver Game. Is this a Creature Saver Game?
Maybe.
Understand and tame the creatures of Ava and let them lead you through a variety of ecosystems.
This character does have I started to say a sword, but I don't think that's actually a sword. What is that?
Maybe that's for taming creatures. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it's for petting them.
That had a lot of people seem interested in that thing. Let's see. Let's pass this Warhammer thing. Do you guys know what Deathbound is?
I do not.
No.
That says it's an action RPG.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm gonna click on it, and if it doesn't have an overhead, three-quarter overhead view.
A lot of people say a lot of things.
That's just somebody getting roasted.
Burned
here.
Alive.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna say this is like an RPG that is action-y, you know?
Yeah.
You know? It's an action, third-person action game with RPG mechanics.
It's in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I may have to stop clinging to my traditional definition of ARPG.
Dream Warrior, a streamlined retro RPG modeled after the 8-bit classics, but without the filler. All killer, no filler. Except in this game, you're not a great hero. You are the town drunk. This looks silly and
okay.
But yeah, the Dream Warriors.
The only thing on this bigger list that I would like to call attention to is Super Mario Eclipse.
Uh-huh. I saw that on here.
As they describe it, part beta restoration, part enhancement, part original mod, all fan service of Super Mario Sunshine.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know a lot about this, but if someone has taken the time to do something to Mario Sunshine, I feel like I got to at least take a look at it, because maybe what if someone actually made that game good?
Finally.
Perhaps. Yeah, this is what I pulled off the list, because it's a mod. It's not an official release of anything.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call attention to it, because it's like, okay, someone's doing some work on Sunshine. We probably need to at least take a peek at that at some point.
Yeah. It's hard to know where this gets. How do you release this? Like, is this like a thing you have to put for an emulator?
Extremely legally, I'm sure.
I don't know how they're handling the release of this. You might have to provide your own image of the original game or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. I don't think anybody's like decompiled this for PC or anything.
Oh, I forgot about all that decompiling stuff.
This Lost Mastery I almost added. It's right next to that game. I almost added to the list, but I don't know anything about it. But it looks kind of cool.
Oh yeah, it's got like is it a match Deck builder? Is it a matching game?
This says Memory. I thought it looked kind of match three, but this actually says Memory.
Oh, like you're flipping cards over kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's roguelike deck building meets memory gameplay.
Okay.
Kind of looks neat.
Lost Mastery. That is coming out apparently the 24th. That's a Saturday release? Get out of town. Who does that?
Man, they're just letting people do anything these days.
Yeah, seriously. Let me see if that's for realties. Do they have a Steam link page here? Saturday release. It says August 28th on there. So maybe it's August 28th. All right. Is that kind of it for our list here?
Yeah.
I think so.
Definitely games this month.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. And. Yeah.
Oh, God. Wait. Did we miss Emeo is coming out in August? Apparently. Emeo the Smiling
Man.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's add that.
Oh yeah, that thing. Well, they also kind of snuck that thing in there.
Yeah,
I did not. I had missed the release date on that.
I'd also completely forgotten that was the name of that thing.
Emeo, the Smiling Man. That's
Famicom Detective Club.
That is the 29th on the Switch. Yeah, I'll probably check that out. I might go look and see something. See if they have a package for those original ones. If they're not super expensive.
Yeah, it's a bundle. I believe the first two were part of one game.
Okay. Man, there's a lot of different ways you can get a Star Wars Outlaws game, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Gold Edition, the Limited Edition, the Special Edition, and the Ultimate Edition.
Just mm-hmm. not a Steam Edition.
Holy cow, that's so many editions. What the heck, man? All right, that's going to do it for the games that we have picked. I'm going to just peek here. You know, there's... I'll mention here, the team I play with have finished the Satisfactory beta, and Satisfactory is supposed to go, or early access, I should say, supposed to go 1.0 in September.
Yeah, that's kind of terrifying.
It's kind of terrifying. It'll end an era. But there's plenty to talk about here in September, so I'm going to actually leave September for September.
Yeah, I just went through and flagged a bunch of stuff. There's definitely games in September.
Yeah, like we'll have some stuff. It's really back when we get back into November that is still a little funky. But yes, that's going to do it for August. Plenty of games there to jump into. Alex Navarro, can you name a game or two that you're looking forward to in August that you're really excited to get into?
In August?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that at this point I am probably very excited for I Am Your Beast.
Okay.
I definitely am very curious about Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah.
I've played Tactical Breach Wizards and I'm expecting to have a good time with that one. And definitely, Thank Goodness You're Here.
Thank Goodness You're Here. Brad Shoemaker, anything that's jumping out to you in August?
Oh gosh, let's see. I actually feel like Signy All Guns Blazing is the thing that has like most caught my interest now.
That's the Konami one. How about Volgar?
Sure. Never heard about. Yeah, I'll definitely play Volgar. SteamWorld Heist 2.
Yeah.
Like I said, like more interested in that than I expected. Definitely want to play Star Wars Outlaws also.
I am also
like curious about a lot of stuff. Stormgate.
Oh, Concord. Yeah, of course. Like everything on this list, some curiosity about. Even for me, I'm curious about World of Warcraft, The War Within, but I'm probably not going to play it. But I am going to play Star Wars Outlaws, Thank Goodness You're Here, World of Goo 2, and SteamWorld Heist 2 are the ones that are probably biggest on my list. Oh, and the Dredge DLC. And Tactical Breach Wizards. Man, that's a decent amount.
Yeah.
That's a decent amount for August. All right, that's going to do it for this Planorama. Good amount of games here. As always, stuff is going to release. We're going to get some dates wrong. Some dates are going to change. Feel free to always hit us up in the suggested game stuff over on our Discord, or reach out to us directly if there's something you think we should check out, or I should only speak for myself personally. You could reach out to me if you want to hit me up with anything that I maybe missed. But that's going to do it. Thank you very much, Alex Navarro.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad Shoemaker.
Thank you.
We'll be back with another Planorama after we've played every single game here to completion in August and ready for September in... probably towards the end of August, early September. We'll be back with another Planorama. See you, everybody. Bye.